improve out here, so that's the most important thing. It feels great. It's a huge learning experience. Learn something every day. And I feel like I'm definitely going in the right direction. I'm learning something new. And every time I step on the court with these guys. So if you do nothing, but help my game.
What are some of the things that you have picked up from our guys?
Just really the biggest thing, communicating. Watching how they, do things is the biggest thing for me. That's what's really going to get me on the floor if I want to play. So I'm trying to pay more attention to things, please, on what those guys do out there. And I think I'm picking it up pretty well for them.
Physicality of it? Is it hard to catch up or you just kind of keep up with it?
No, I think it's just really a mindset. I mean, I've dealt with this pretty much my whole life, So it's, I know when people try to be physical with me, it's just, the way you go about it, and, you just got to be dressed the best.
Shooting jumps, I mean, that's something you give it for you're a scorer, but I mean, something about, were you a little bit hesitant in the first couple of days?
I think it's really, I'm always hesitant. I just kind of got to fill out, everybody. My role is definitely different, here. So, I might have left a jump shot if I was open at the three. Yeah. Obviously, I'm going to try to get him the ball. So, it's a different role, but if I'm open, I have to take the shot.
How is it, getting up your shot against this level of defense, going up against these kind of guys?
It's similar. It's kind of, if I'm open, I'm going to shoot it. Obviously, they can get out there a little bit quicker, so sometimes you just got to put the ball on the ground a little bit, just get past them, but it's not that bad.
Have any of your teammates or any of the coaches gotten on you to make sure that you put those shots up and you have to open up?
Today, Doc, I had an open shot. I kind of passed it to him. But he was our shooter. I said, so he just told me to take the shot. So the coach told me that, I said it's a good thing. So I'm definitely going to try to take the shot next time.
Because it's sitting on you for 5 months.
Oh, it was real tough. It was one of the toughest times, actually, that I had to deal with. I'm used to, doing something, either going to class, going to practice, or, something along those lines. But, really just to, try to work out early in the morning, get a look in, go back and shoot. But, it's only 1 o'clock, so it's like you have the whole day to really just do whatever, and it gets kind of boring. So I was just, definitely happy in the lockout zone. I think if the lockout went on a couple more weeks, I probably would have definitely really considered it. I got over there. I had a few teams that were looking at me over there, but I decided it was best for me just to kind of work on my game, work on my core flexibility, things like that.
Nice guys. Do you have it? Is there a new streak you have on the court?
Yeah, it's got to be. Off the court, it's a different thing, but on the court, it's all about business and, getting that win, and then that's most important to me. So.
Personally, you kind of settled in around here and learning the area better?
Yeah, I know my way around a little bit. I don't have to use my GPS just as much. The hardest part is finding restaurants now. I haven't really been shooting to the Boston area too much, so that's my next goal.
Have you been out to the garden yet?
Not just since I've been here, but tomorrow really good opportunity to practice out there, so that was my first time really, practicing.
That can be a cool experience and go over there, see the locker. I mean, that's just kind of
I definitely think it will. A lot of tradition and history behind it over there, so just gonna look forward to just playing there and see what it's like and trying to get to some kind of a free game you
too. To have a college teammate there, is that an easier transition? Are you guys doing things together, kind of majoring together?
Yeah, definitely. It just makes it a whole lot easier. You have somebody to talk to about anything. They're going through the same things you're going through, so you definitely can relate. Obviously, I've known them since you were middle school, so just to have somebody that you know that long, it makes it 100 times easier.
Do you have to try to make sure that you guys don't isolate yourself just because you know each other so well?
I think we do a pretty good job of that. The young guys, we kind of communicate a little bit more with each other just because I feel like we got more in common. I think that's how it's going to be all year, and I don't think you really isolate anybody or anything like that.
Can I know your name yet?
I think so. It's been a week now, so, you know, hopefully he knows my name by now.
Where's your third you at? Were you Kid,
Rook, New? Just those are the two names, especially New, calls me that all the time. So, it's cool, though. You know, I enjoy, you know, just, you know, practicing out there with everything. So, it's all fun.
Have
you guys do anything crazy yet? Not yet. I'm looking forward to something coming up pretty soon. So, you know, hopefully it's nothing too bad.
I never guess
that. Yeah, no.